This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. After 20 years of work there, a British aid agency is pulling out of the Darfur region of Western Sudan. Save the Children UK says Darfur has become too dangerous. The move highlights the lack of progress toward resolving a crisis of mass murder, displacement, malnutrition, and other ills. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Toby Porter, the emergencies director for Save the Children UK, says the aid agency could no longer expose its staff to the violence in Darfur.
We're absolutely devastated by this decision. It's the hardest decision a humanitarian agency can ever take.
But a necessary move, he said, after a series of incidents. In October, two staffers of Save the Children UK were killed when they drove over a landmine. A month later, rebels took over a town where the aid agency had a food distribution center. The Sudanese Air Force struck in response, nearly hitting the center. The worst incident, Porter says, came last week when a member of a local rebel group fired on aid workers.
An SLA soldier shot dead two of our staff at point-blank range when they were very clearly identified with the Save the Children logo. When people start to kill aid workers whose only reason for being there is to try and save innocent life, then you have to draw in the line in the sand.
Other aid agencies are staying, including Save the Children USA, which works in another part of Darfur. The head of the African Union's monitoring mission in Sudan, Babagana Kingibe, says he regrets the British aid agency's decision to leave.
I can understand their decision to pull out, but I do hope that the situation will improve soon enough to enable them to return, because they were doing a wonderful job with the children of Darfur.
Despite all the international attention on Darfur, the African Union still has a limited presence and mandate. Toby Porter says in one town, Niala, Save the Children had more vehicles than the AU did. When the United Nations envoy Jan Pronk was in Washington last week, he acknowledged the AU needs more logistical support and pointed out that negotiations on Darfur seem to be going nowhere.
There are talks, but they don't produce anything. Ceasefire doesn't mean a thing. Humanitarian access for humanitarian workers doesn't mean anything, because now humanitarian workers are even being seen as potential targets of the fight. Violence is on the rise at the moment in Darfur again.
Pronk says part of the problem is that the UN Security Council gave the warring sides the wrong signal. When the council met in Kenya last month, it passed a resolution that focused on the need for Sudan to finalize a peace deal to end a separate conflict with rebels in the south.
This particular resolution did not refer in very strong words anymore to Darfur, unlike previous Security Council resolutions. The government thought, we are off the hook, we can fight again.
Gail Smith, an Africa specialist with the Center for American Progress, says the international community doesn't seem to have a real strategy on Darfur. She believes the U.S. and the U.N. are pinning too much hope on a north-south deal as a long-term fix for Sudan's numerous regional disputes.
I think it's really dangerous to put all your eggs in one basket. And essentially what we've allowed Khartoum to do is hold us hostage to the north-south agreement in order to be silent on Darfur.
The deadline for the North-South peace process is still 10 days away, and Smith fears that during that time, Darfur could blow up once again. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.